it's one of those two. Right, Doctor?
Quite right. You catch on fast for a human.
I don't know whether I should thank you or...
Just thank me and save yourself the trouble of coming up with a different response.
Thank you.
Seems like I'm always working on this old thing. Could you hand me my sonic screwdriver? Sonic screwdriver. The long cylindrical object with a circular top.
This?
Don't be ridiculous. That's the Napshin spanner. If I wanted a Napshin spanner, I would have asked for one. Really? What do they teach you in these Earth schools of yours anyways?
I'll have you know that I carried A levels in astronomical studies.
Really? That's very good. Then where is this?
Pardon?
In space. Look at the scanner and tell me what section of space this image is of.
Zeta Omicron?
You just made that up.
Actually.
That's exactly right. The Zeta Omicron star system.
Really? I really did make that up.
What was that?
Nothing important.
Let's see, sector 3004/007. 11 planets, 3 of them are habitable. But only one is. It's actually quite a nice little planet.
Is that where we're going?
I hadn't planned on it, but I suppose we can stop by for a look.
Sounds good to me. What's that?
Collision alarm. We're about to hit something.
In space?
There are quite a lot of objects in space, Mark, large and small. Unfortunately, no two objects can occupy the same space and time as we're about to find out. Hold on! There. Safe and sound.
Wish I could say the same for my launch.
Why don't we concern ourselves with the more important question which you have so patently missed? That being, what was it we almost hit?
You said there were a lot of objects in space.
I don't just park the TARDIS anywhere, you know. I do try to stay out of traffic lanes. There shouldn't have been anything there.
Maybe your figures were off?
My figures are never off. It seems that a rogue comet has collided with a very large, very nasty asteroid. And that piece we narrowly avoided is heading for Earth.
Earth?
The angle of its trajectory will render it undetected until it's too late.
It doesn't look very big. Is it really that dangerous?
It's the size of a small island, and yes, that would make it very dangerous. But I don't recall an asteroid striking the Earth in the early 70s. Curious.
The Earth is about to be wiped out, and you find that curious? What are we going to do?
Investigate, my good man. By the time we get there, it'll just be passing Mars. If we're lucky, we'll find an Earth-based astronomer who can spot it before it's occulted by the Earth's moon.
And then what?
That's a good question. I don't suppose you'd have a good answer.
No.
Me neither. We'll have to work on it on the way.
That doesn't exactly inspire confidence, Doctor.
Really? It was meant to. Better buck up. We'll be landing soon.
Joshua, my dear boy, how are you this fine day?
Just fine, Mr. Jackson. I'm just here to get a few things for Saturday's meeting. Got any more pine incense?
Cone or stick?
Stick, thanks.
It just so happens I do. And I got something else I think you might be interested in. Come here, I'll show it to you. What'd you think?
What is it?
It's a meteor chunk that fell, several months ago. Landed in my clearing. Gave most of it to the museum. But I kept this bit. Isn't it a beauty? I've been making necklaces out of these crystal bits here.
Groovy. Can I see it?
Sure.
Kind of glows, huh? Yeah, this would be perfect. How many do you have?
Why, 10 so far, but I could make some more. Say a pound each.
You got a deal. I want 10 more by Saturday. One for everybody.
Throw in 20 pence per necklace for labor.
Done. Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Hey, are you gonna pay for those?
Oh yes, sorry.
A 10-pounder ought to do it.
Here you are. And keep the change. Think of it as a down payment.
Alrighty. Tell your mother I said hello.
Oh, I will, Mr. Jackson. Bye.
Weird kid. Incense, crystals, transcendental meditation, hooey.
Taking that sweet country air.
Where are we?
Dovsha, April 21st, 1974.
Is that what I think it is?
An astronomer's bungalow. The sky is just right for tracking stray asteroids, if you know where and how to look. Fortunately, we do. Still a bit early. Only 2 a.m. Still, it's a nice spring night. New moon. Jupiter is there. Mars there. The asteroid should be right about there. Come on.
I'm coming. Professor Sanderson, is that you?
No, actually, I'm the doctor, and this is my assistant, Mark Newman.
Newman? No, don't know you. You're supposed to be Sanderson from the museum. Come back tomorrow and make an appointment.
I'm afraid we don't have that long to wait. We have some very important information.
Earth-shattering.
To put it in its mildest form, yes.
You have some nerve not being who I expected. I'll be off with you before I get cross.
But we've got to tell you about the asteroid.
Asteroid? What asteroid?
A rogue comet struck an asteroid several weeks ago and a large chunk of it is heading for Earth. The doctor here wants to get a good look at it from your telescope.
Yes, the city lights of London is no place to track such an object. But out here, well, we heard about your research in your telescope and decided to collaborate with you.
Oh, poppycock. The only heavenly bodies someone like you would be interested in are completely earthbound, let me assure you. If there were an asteroid heading for Earth, I would have found it by now.
Not necessarily. It's on an odd elliptical orbit that will take it behind the moon shortly, and it will stay there until it's too late. Before we can alert Parliament, we must get some definite information about it.
All right. Let's see if we can find your asteroid. If only it will get you to leave me alone. This way. Not much movement. But enough. Enough to take to the observatory in the morning. All right, Doctor, you win. We'll run its trajectory in the college's computer and see if indeed it's, as you say, heading for Earth. But we've got to be back before 7 p.m.
What at 7 p.m.?
My class.
Class?
Yes, class. TM, Transcendental Meditation. I've got 19 students and they're all counting on me.
Oh yes, I almost forgot. You people did have such a fancy for Eastern mysticism in the 70s.
Mysticism? Sir, I am a scientist, Cambridge taught. This is purely research, I assure you.
Of course.
I have a couple of spare rooms in my cottage. I suggest you two get some rest, and we'll leave for the university promptly at 11 tomorrow morning.
Don't you mean this morning, Professor?
Yes.
Mark? Come on, the professor's waiting.
Good grief, is it 11 already?
Yes, now come on.
Come on, get in. We haven't got all morning.
Joshua, what was all that racket down the street?
What? Professor Taylor must be all excited about something or other. Took off with two blokes like a bat out of...
Josh?
Bristol, Dad. Sheesh. Must have been some friends of his. Looks like they're off to the university. Heard him screaming something about a fantastic find late last night.
Someone ought to lock him up. No one in his right mind builds an observatory in the middle of a neighborhood.
Hey, Pop, what do you think of my new necklace? It's a meteor fragment. Cool, huh?
Meteor fragment? It isn't radioactive, is it?
No, Pop. It's harmless.
Space junk. Hi, Dad. Did I miss breakfast?
Nice of you to wake up this morning.
There's still some pancake batter left, and the coffee's hot. Mum went into town for some more.
Join me, Dad?
Don't mind if I do.
I think I'll go study my meditations.
Aw, come on, Josh. It's nothing but a bunch of mumbo-jumbo.
No, it isn't. Professor Taylor said it's research for his next thesis. I'm helping him.
Bah! Come on, Jacob. Let's leave him to his chanting. I'm hungry.
Professor Taylor, you're early.
With reason. Take a look at these.
Exactly what am I supposed to be looking at?
It's an asteroid on a collision course with Earth.
What? Professor, is this supposed to be some kind of joke?
I wish it was.
You're serious?
Well, look for yourself.
Why didn't we see this ourselves?
It's a big sky.
I'll have to call our sister lab in Sydney. Where exactly did you discover this asteroid?
31.3 degrees north by 15 degrees east. Sydney should have a perfect view of it by now.
Yes. Get Daniel Carpenter in Sydney for me.
Yes, sir.
Asteroid indeed. It's probably just a smudge on the film.
Who are you trying to convince? Us or you? It's no smudge and you know it. An uncharted rogue comet struck an asteroid several weeks ago and a large chunk of it is heading for Earth. We checked and double-checked our findings.
And who exactly are you supposed to be?
I can be any number of people, my good man. As it happens, I'm the doctor.
Oh, really? Doctor who?
Smith. John Smith.
I see. Well, Dr. John Smith, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Pope Pius IX.
Pleased to meet you, Your Holiness.
I am Professor Carpenter on line 3.
Thank you. Daniel, it's Andrew. Set your telescope to the following coordinates and take 2 5-minute exposures and then get back to me ASAP. Ready? 31.3 degrees north by 15 degrees east. Got it? Good. Thank you. Call me when the pictures are ready. Well, we should know in about 15 minutes. But for your sakes, I hope this is not some sort of practical joke.
Believe me, for all our sakes, you'd better hope it is.
Om. Relax mind and body. Relax. Deep breath. My crystal! It's glowing! I can feel its power. Helping me to focus. Yes. Oh yes. I'm out of my body. In a higher plane of existence. An astral plane. It's incredible! I can't tell if it's another planet, or the Earth at another time.
Joshua! Joshua Coley!
What? Who's there?
Welcome to the astral plane, Joshua Coley. I am Akar of the Hakari.
Well, until we have absolute proof. Hello? Daniel, yes. I see. And what were the findings? I see. Then there's no doubt. Thank you, Daniel. Keep tracking the object.
And the findings say?
There is definitely an object out there. And preliminary estimates indicate that it is on a direct collision course with Earth. He's going to precisely calculate the object's trajectory and call me with an estimated time of impact.
And what do we do in the meantime?
There's nothing we can do right now. I suggest you go home. I'll call you when I hear anything.
Yes, you do that. Come on, Doctor, let's get some air.
Failed. We have waited until mankind was ready to embark on a bold new height of existence, Joshua. You are the first to contact us.
Wow! This is incredible!
It is only the beginning, for upon mankind is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, and you shall be its new master.
I cross the void beyond the mind, the empty space that circles time. I see where others stumble blind, the seek of truth they never find. To taste the secret source of life. Doctor.
Oakland Art Murmur is a coalition of art and cultural venues dedicated to increasing popular awareness of and participation in the arts in Oakland, with an emphasis on visual art. They promote visual art in Oakland through collective marketing and outreach efforts, and our monthly First Friday events, which are open to the public and attended by hundreds of local and visiting art enthusiasts. The First Friday Art Walk has grown to include street performances, one-night-only art installations, activists raising money and awareness for local social service organizations, and political initiatives. For more information about the Oakland Art Murmur, go online at www.oaklandartmurmur.com.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Daniel, yes. I see. And what were the findings? I see. Then there's no doubt. Thank you, Daniel. Keep tracking the object.
And the findings say?
There is definitely an object out there. And preliminary estimates indicate that it is on a direct collision course with Earth. He's going to precisely calculate the object's trajectory and call me with an estimated time of impact.
And what do we do in the meantime?
There's nothing we can do right now. I suggest you go home. I'll call you when I hear anything.
Yes, you do that. Come on, Doctor, let's get some air.
Fans, we have waited until mankind was ready to embark on a bold new height of existence, Joshua. You are the first to contact us.
Wow! This is incredible!
It is only the beginning, for upon mankind is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, and you shall be its new master.
Master.
And I bring you a gift, Joshua Colby.
A gift?
Open your eyes that I may look through. There, do you see that object on the table?
Yes?
Concentrate on it. Focus your mind.
All right. Concentrating. It's moving!
Put forth your hand.
It's moving!
Concentrate.
It's coming towards me. I got it! It came to me!
Yes, Joshua Coleman.
Did I do that?
You did.
Wow.
And that is not all. I have heightened your sensory powers as well. All to prepare for this next leap forward. Do you have others in your realm? Others who would be interested in this power?
Yes. We're meeting tonight, in fact.
Good. Do you have more crystals?
Yes.
Excellent. They enhance your ability to communicate with our plane of existence. See that the other members of your group wear them when you contact me again.
Yes, I will. But how do I do that? Contact you.
Concentrate. And call my name. I will answer. Until then, farewell.
Wow. Wait till the professor hears about this.
More tea, Doctor.
Please.
I must say, I've never seen someone with such a taste for chamomile and hibiscus.
Oh, hibiscus is my favorite. There are over 5,000 varieties of hibiscus in this galaxy alone, and I've dedicated myself to sample each and every one of them.
The galaxy, you say?
Doctor.
So, You too believe that there is more to our world than what we see with our naked eyes.
What the doctor is trying to say...
I can answer for myself quite well, my good man. I'm not 400 anymore, you know.
So, you believe in past lives as well?
Probably not in the same way you do, Professor.
It's actually been an interest of mine all my life. Past life regression, transcendental meditation, I find the whole subject extremely fascinating.
I never would have thought someone like you as a flower child, Professor.
Purely from a scientific perspective, Mr. Newman, at least that's how it all started out, but the more I researched it, the more undeniable it became. There is more to this life than we know. In fact, several of my students have regressed back several lifetimes under deep hypnosis. They have described in detail places and events that they could have no possible way of knowing unless they had actually been there themselves and seen it firsthand. There is no denying this evidence.
Some would.
Close-minded reactionaries, I teach a transcendental meditation class at the university that these people would benefit from greatly, might open their minds to new experiences, or at least brush out the cobwebs and bring them into the 20th century.
There are powers out there, Professor. No one can deny it. But remember, just because you can do something doesn't always mean you should. You could be tapping into something that is beyond your limited comprehension.
That limited comprehension is what we're trying to expand. Right now, we humans only use 10% of our brains. Just think of what we could accomplish if we could only apply that unused portion.
What has your class done, Professor?
Why don't you join us? We're always looking for fresh faces.
I think I'd like to sit in on a session. Might be interesting. Doctor?
I've had enough past lives, thank you. I'll just cope with the one I've got now.
Hello? Oh, it's Professor Travis from the university with the results. Go ahead, we're all here. I understand. There's no doubt, then? No possibility of error? No, of course not. I'll be sure and tell them.
What is he saying?
The asteroid is definitely on a collision course with the Earth. There is no miscalculation. I'm putting you on speakerphone, Andrew.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes, Professor, we're listening.
I'm sorry we took so long about it. But then I guess no one was in a hurry for this type of news. We have a slight discrepancy between the photos you sent over and the data that came from Sydney.
Discrepancy?
We've correlated and double-checked the information several times. There's no doubt that the Earth will be hit. But we're not quite sure when yet. There appears to be a slight change in the velocity of the object that we can't explain. As if the asteroid's slowing down.
What?
That's impossible.
Barring any outside gravitational influence, which there doesn't appear to be, then yes, I would agree. That's what's got us all baffled down here. There's no reason for it to be slowing down. Yet the data is incontrovertible.
Doctor,
we have a very unusual asteroid here. Maybe he just wants to stop by for a visit.
Oh, I have a class that I can't get out of. Once I'm done there, we'll stop by.
Do you really think it's time for all that New Age nonsense, Carl? We might be facing the end of the world.
My friend, I can think of no better time. Sorry I'm late, ladies and gentlemen. This class may be the most important of your lives, so we shall waste no time. This is a visiting observer, Mark Newman. I think he may find our class most interesting. Have a seat, Mr. Newman.
Professor?
Yes, Mr. Colby?
Take a look at these. I was meditating with one last night, and... well, there's no other way I can explain it. I think I finally achieved a higher level of consciousness. It was amazing!
Where did you get this?
At the New Age shop on Grant. I got enough for everyone, but I didn't know we'd have a guest.
That's all right. Mr. Newman will have to settle on watching the rest of us achieve the next progression. What is this crystal made out of?
He said it was some meteor that he found on his property.
Not the one on display here at the university.
Yeah, that's the one. He said he kept a piece and he's making these cool crystal necklaces out of it. Look, I don't want to get him into trouble for keeping some of that rock.
Don't worry, Mr. Colby. It will be our secret. You said you were able to reach a higher plane?
Yeah, it was weird. I heard a voice. It was talking to me.
A voice?
You've got to try it, Professor. We all do. It's far out.
By all means, hand them out. Together we'll achieve universal consciousness.
Professor, we've been at this for half an hour. I don't think it's working.
Concentrate, young student. Don't think about the end of the journey, but the journey itself. Something's happening.
He's coming! He's coming!
Who's coming? I don't see anything.
A car! We're here! We're all ready to receive you!
I am Akar of the Hakari.
Who is that?
Do not fear me, Carlton. Long you have searched, and now your search is over. I am here to welcome you all to the next age of mankind. The age of Aquarius.
I hear him! I hear him!
Joshua Colby was the first to reach this plane. And now you all have joined him. Accept this gift that you may believe.
What's going on?
Who's doing this?
You are, my friends. With your mind, you have the ability to move objects by mere thought. Concentrate. Discipline yourselves, and you will control the world around you. The crystals you possess are a conduit to the next plane. Hold on to them. Use them to spread the good news to your fellow man. Together, we will usher in this new age, and you shall be its leaders and teachers, for you were here first.
We will! We will!
Do not fear what is to come, Karate. It is all predestined. Nothing is the end. Only the beginning of the next chapter. Go forth now, brothers and sisters, and make a new world of peace and harmony. Go.
Professor, are you okay? What happened?
Nothing, my friend. There is nothing to fear anymore.
Professor, is class dismissed?
Yes, yes, by all means. We have our instructions. We'll meet back here in 2 days. I expect to hear good things.
I only hope that we'll all be here in 2 days.
Where's your faith, Mr. Newman? In 2 days, the world is going to be a different place.
That's the problem.
Professor Travers?
Doctor. I'm glad you're here. Where's Professor Taylor?
He's not here?
His class was over half an hour ago. He said he'd be right along after. But so far, he hasn't shown up. I rang his office, but no answer. I don't suppose he stopped by his bungalow.
He didn't say anything to me, but then I didn't attend his class. Mark did. And I'm surprised he didn't meet me here either.
Well, we'll just have to bring him up to speed later. Observatories from around the world are keeping constant watch on the asteroid. So far, we've alerted our contacts in the government. But we're all agreed that, until we know exactly what's happening, we should keep this from public knowledge.
Professor, we have an asteroid that's going to wipe out all life on Earth. I think that's as concrete as we need.
It's not that simple anymore.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure this data will mean anything to you unless you've had an advanced degree in astrophysics.
Well, I'm sure I can recall some basic theories from classes I took as a toddler.
Take a look at this. These are the latest measurements taken from the observatories in China and the Soviet Union.
This doesn't make any sense.
It's definitely slowing down. And changing course.
Remarkable little asteroid we have here.
According to these new figures, and we're still not sure how accurate they are. We now think that it may be settling into an orbit around the Earth.
Professor, are we still sure we're dealing with an asteroid and not something else?
Spectrum analysis says it's nothing more than a rock, just like every other rock out there. If you're saying that we're dealing with a flying saucer, then no. Of that, I'm certain. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a skeptic. I'm a scientist, and I deal in hard, cold facts. And the hard, cold fact is that that object out there is an asteroid.
An asteroid that slows down and changes course.
Yes.
Might have to rewrite the physics books, Professor Travers. Think of it as job security.
Sorry I'm late, Doctor. What'd I miss?
Everything. Where have you been?
Professor Taylor's class. Doctor, you should have been there. It was amazing.
Your young friend sounds like the rest of Professor Taylor's bubble-headed New Agers.
They had these crystals, Doctor, and they connected. They connected with something. Man, things started flying around the room, and they were talking to something.
What?
I couldn't hear it, but it was really weird. They were actually having a conversation. The professor said that he and his class were the heralders of the next age of mankind.
An age of Aquarius, no doubt. I've heard this gobbledygook 1,000 times. Don't tell me he's conned you too, Mr. Newman.
You should have been there, Professor. You'd be singing a different tune if you were.
If we could concentrate on more relevant matters.
Did Professor Taylor at least tell you where he was going?
Something about spreading the word. He and the whole class got up and left. I saw a few of them talking to the people in the quad. Guess they're trying to get others to join up.
This is ridiculous. I'm going to get him.
No, Professor. You stay here and correlate the data from the observatories. Mark and I will bring back Professor Taylor.
All right, Doctor. But don't be too long. Who knows what that thing will do next?
Keeps life interesting, doesn't it?
Steven! Steven Greenberg! I remember you from my astronomy class last year, yes?
Yes, Professor Taylor, what's happening?
I remember you always had your head among the stars. I finally figured out what you were trying to tell me.
You did?
Yes. My young friend Joshua pointed the way. It's in this.
A crystal?
Not just a crystal, a conduit to mankind's ultimate destiny.
Professor, I...
We've always wanted a better world, Stephen, and here it is for the taking. Universal peace and harmony is within our grasp. All we have to do is claim it.
Sir, I'm not quite sure what it is you're trying to tell me, but I've got my peace.
How can you?
From God. That's what I was trying to tell you, Professor Taylor. God is the way. All of mankind's problems come from us being apart from Him.
God is within us, Stephen. And we have tapped into that divine spark. It's the dawning of a new age, brother. And I'm offering an enlightened spirit like yours to join us.
I can't, sir. God said He's the only way. Any other way will lead to disaster. And, sir, who would know better about life and the universe than the one who created it?
I thought you were enlightened, Mr. Greenberg, but you're just like the rest. Closed-minded to anything you don't agree with.
If something is truth, Professor, then it doesn't require our agreement with it to be truth. You taught us that. Remember?
Away with you!
Had any luck, Professor Taylor?
Nothing but a bunch of reactionary squares.
You have to focus, sir. Concentrate. We are at a higher level of consciousness. Tap into it. The lesser minds won't be able to resist. Can't you feel it? When I first started talking to people, they resisted too. But as time passed, I could feel my mind like it was reaching into theirs, convincing them. I've already got 8 to join us.
We have to get more crystals for them.
We don't need to. I haven't used mine since class. A car has given us the power. Try it. Don't use your crystal, Professor. Just call out to him.
Akkar.
I am here, Carlton. You have the power. We are united in purpose, and together we can achieve anything.
By George, Mr. Colby, you're right.
See? Now we will bring mankind to Aquarius whether it wants to go or not.
Professor Taylor, we've been looking all over for you.
Doctor, Mr. Newman.
Professor Travers is waiting for us back at the lab.
We have more important business to attend to, young man.
But the asteroid...
Mark, not here. It's urgent that you return with us to the lab. There's been some unusual developments.
The age of Aquarius is upon us. And it's time the world joined us in universal harmony.
What are you talking about?
Yes. Aquarius is here.
What?
Mark understands. Don't you?
Yes. The next step in human progress has come upon us. Can't you feel it, Doctor?
Mark, snap out of it. What are you all on about?
Join us, Doctor.
Yes.
Join us.
I will not. What's going on? What's happening?
You cannot resist us.
You will join us, Doctor.
All will join us.
You will be given no choice.
No! What are you doing to my mind?
Universal peace.
And harmony for all.
No! No!
Those who resist will either come to us...
or perish.
No!
I cross the void beyond the mind. The empty space that circles time. I see where others stumble blind. The seek of truth in vain that are mine. Eternal wisdom is my guide. I am the Doctor. To taste the secret source of life. A present sense can't deny exists within, outside, behind the latitude of human minds. I am the Doctor. My voyage dissects the course of time. Who knows, we say, time is late. We search it deep to find the light. So dark in the night. As fingers move to end mankind, metallic teeth begin to grind. With sword of truth, I turn to fight the satanic powers of the night. Is your faith before your mind? Know me, am I the Doctor?
Furry Friends Rescue is an all-volunteer, non-profit companion animal rescue organization for San Francisco Bay Area. FFR rescues dogs and cats of all ages, from bottle babies to seniors, and special medical needs from animal shelters, and home fosters over 120 dogs and cats year-round until they're adopted. FFR saves about 1,000 animals per year. We assist 70 animal shelters and other rescues via our website. Since November 1998, we have helped save over 12,000 dogs and cats. Please visit our website for more information at www.furryfriendsrescue.org.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Professor Taylor?
Nothing but a bunch of reactionary squares.
You have to focus, sir. Concentrate. We are at a higher level of consciousness. Tap into it. The lesser minds won't be able to resist. Can't you feel it? When I first started talking to people, they resisted too. As time passed, I could feel my mind like it was reaching into theirs, convincing them. I've already got 8 to join us.
We have to get more crystals for them.
We don't need to. I haven't used mine since class. Akar has given us the power. Try it. Don't use your crystal, Professor. Just call out to him.
Akar.
I am here, Akar. You have the power. We are united in purpose, and together we can achieve anything.
By George, Mr. Colby, you're right.
See? Now we will bring mankind to Aquarius whether it wants to go or not.
Professor Taylor, we've been looking all over for you.
Doctor, Mr. Newman.
Professor Travers is waiting for us back at the lab.
We have more important business to attend to, young man.
But the asteroid...
Mark, not here. It's urgent that you return with us to the lab. There's been some unusual developments.
The age of Aquarius is upon us, and it's time the world joined us in universal harmony.
What are you talking about?
Yes, Aquarius is here.
What?
Mark understands, don't you?
Yes. The next step in human progress has come upon us. Can't you feel it, Doctor?
Mark, snap out of it. What are you all on about?
Join us, Doctor.
Yes.
Join us.
I will not. What's going on? What's happening?
You cannot resist us.
You will join us, Doctor.
All will join us.
You will be given no choice.
No! What are you doing to my mind?
Universal peace.
And harmony for all.
No! No!
Those who resist will either come to us
or perish.
No!
Listen to me. Everyone, listen to me. You will all listen.
Mankind has long sought its place in the universe. Why are we here? What meaning do our lives have? Since we took our first steps on this planet, we have been nothing more than children. Our eyes not even open to the world we inhabited. But those days are over. Now, enlightenment has come. I know each one of you has been searching in his or her heart, asking, is there more to existence than what I am? I can feel you even now reaching out to my words, to us, because you know we speak the truth, and that truth has arrived today.
Universal peace and harmony is now within our grasp. Behold, Aquarius!
The age of Aquarius has arrived.
It's a meteor.
This is the part of the same meteor that our crystals were made from. See? A car provides for our needs.
Aquarius! Aquarius!
Where's the doctor?
What?
How did he break our control?
This doctor has a strong mind. Fear not, my children. He will come to our fold. For now, let us welcome those who embrace enlightenment.
The meteor. Come, brothers and sisters. Gather our icon of Aquarius and bring it to my bungalow. There will be the center of our new world.
Doctor, what's going on out there? I thought I heard a riot going on. Then suddenly it got quiet. Now there's not a soul in the quad.
Interesting choice of words, Professor Travers. Where's our asteroid?
Asteroid?
Yes, asteroid. Please concentrate, Professor. Where is it right now?
It's still getting closer, but it doesn't seem to be slowing down anymore. Its speed is constant.
Have you established its trajectory?
It looks like it's going to enter geosynchronous orbit just over Great Britain.
Are you certain?
I'm not certain about anything when it comes to that rock. It's behaving in a most peculiar manner.
Once again, you have an affinity for hitting the nail on the proverbial head.
Doctor, I do wish you'd be more clear. I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Professor Taylor.
Now, we're talking about Taylor and not the asteroid.
I think there's a connection.
You mean beyond mere astrophysics?
I want to know everything he believed about the Age of Aquarius. I mean beyond the traditional astrological significance.
I fail to see what this has to do with anything.
Let me enlighten you.
Please do.
Taylor and what appears to be his transcendental meditation class have tapped into some kind of psychic power.
Don't tell me you actually fell for this nonsense.
I used to be as skeptical as you, Professor, until something tried to take over my mind just a few minutes ago.
Something?
Very observant of you. Yes, something. Something out of this world. Something extraterrestrial.
You mean little green men?
Actually, Martians are rather dark-skinned and cumbersome. The beings we're dealing with here, I doubt, have any corporeal form at all. At least, not with the amount of psionic power I felt.
You're losing me.
I think Taylor's Age of Aquarius has arrived, and it's coming on that asteroid.
This is ridiculous. You've left a world of science and joined a lunatic fringe.
Hardly, Professor. Earth is in grave danger. Taylor and his bunch are out there right now gathering their forces for who knows what. That's what we need to find out. It's all connected with that asteroid. We've got to know what it is and how everything is linked, before it's too late.
Too late for what?
That's another question we need answered.
Well, if it will help, we received a donation from the University Museum a few weeks ago. It was a chunk of meteorite that landed just a few kilometers from here.
I don't suppose luck would be on our side, and it came from the same asteroid we're tracking now.
If I remember the spectroanalysis reports correctly, I'd be very surprised if it wasn't.
I think we need to take a closer look at it. Now.
It's this way.
Feel the power, my brothers and sisters. Let it course through you all, together as one.
Om, we are one. Om.
You are doing well, my children. Concentrate. Focus your minds. Free yourselves from the bondages of what is past. The future is Aquarius. The future is peace.
The future is Aquarius. The future is peace. Om. Om.
All right. We've had just about enough of this. You're disrupting the campus, Mr. Colby. And you, Professor Taylor. I would have expected at least you to show some reason.
Headmaster, I have never been of a more reasoned mind than I am at this very moment.
Everyone is to disperse immediately or be suspended. And do not touch that meteor. I have called for the authorities. They'll be here any minute to dispose of it. It could be radioactive for all we know, so stand away.
Headmaster, we want you to join us. Can't you feel that?
Join you? In what?
The time has come. The Age of Aquarius has arrived.
Enough! Professor Taylor, I've put up with your New Age nonsense for long enough. Clean out your office. Your services are no longer required. The rest of you, you have 1 minute to return to your dorms or you'll all be expelled.
His mind is too resistant. Dispose of him.
Of course.
Such is the fate of anyone who will not join us in universal harmony.
Wait. Something's wrong.
I feel it too.
The Doctor is approaching the University Museum.
What's there that might interest him, Professor?
We do have another meteor on display. It was donated by that fellow who made our crystal necklaces.
Perhaps we may still persuade a mind such as his to join us.
If not, we now have the power to destroy him. Either way, let me handle him. He trusts me.
Go in peace, my brother.
In peace.
The fragment is being kept in the west wing of the museum with several other astronomical exhibits of interest. It's become quite popular, if I do say so myself.
Is this it?
Yes.
And what are these?
These are charms that were created from smaller pieces of the meteorite that an elderly gentleman made for display here. I've seen several students wearing similar ones all about campus.
Really? May I borrow one of them for a little while, Professor?
I suppose. If you think it will help, Doctor.
I do.
What are you doing?
If I recall correctly, the lotus position.
I don't understand.
It's time to see what the Age of Aquarius is all about.
If they're as dangerous as you say, are you certain this is a good idea?
Nothing is certain, Professor Travis. Ironically, it all requires a leap of faith.
Welcome, Doctor.
Hello there.
We had so hoped you would join us.
Well, before I sign on the dotted line, I was wondering if I could get a little tour, find out what you're all about.
Of course, Doctor. I can sense you have a very deep mind, full of questions and doubts and fears. Allow me to put them all to rest.
Please do.
We have been watching the Earth for a great deal of time. We have seen its hopes and dreams, and its turmoil and despair. The people of Earth yearn for peace, but they do not yet know how to achieve it. We can show them the way.
How charitable of you.
To those who would open their minds and hearts to the power of Aquarius, the world that they have long sought for can finally be theirs.
And what do you get in return?
So suspicious, Doctor. Just open your mind, and let Aquarius fill your being. All questions will be answered there.
I can feel you probing my thoughts. Really, stooping around without an invitation can get you a trespass citation.
We are all members of the Universal Brotherhood. There should be no secrets between us.
Well, if you're telepathic, why don't you just take my secrets? I presume you could have done that any time you wanted.
We are not barbaric, Doctor. We want you to come of your own free will. All who join us come of their own free will. Even your friend, Mark Newman. He has seen the light, as of you.
And if I refuse?
Those who will not join us cannot be part of the new world and must be purged. There can be no hate in love, Doctor. Even you can see that.
Of course.
Do not delay your decision. Enlightenment will wait only for a short time longer. Until then.
Remarkable.
What happened? You looked as if you were in some kind of a trance.
I was. Had a nice little chat with a fellow named Akar.
I've heard that name before. Some students were talking about him.
Before today?
No, I only heard it when all this stuff started happening.
That would make sense. This Age of Aquarius is definitely connected with our asteroid. Akar, and from what I could gather, a whole host of other beings.
Beings? You mean more than one?
The plural usually does indicate more than one, Professor. Now, if I may continue. The asteroid is being used by creatures of pure thought. I wasn't able to learn too much and still shield my own thoughts from them. But I did manage to discover some startling information Akar was making little effort in hiding.
Such as?
These beings have lived for countless millennia. And as much as it might surprise you, life as a non-corporeal entity has its drawbacks. They can't experience the joy of a good custard pie. And, as if existence couldn't get any less bearable, they don't even know the taste of a good hot cup of tea. Unlivable, I say.
I think you're drifting off topic.
You just have no appreciation for the fine points of life, Professor. But anyway, to make existence somewhat endurable, they travel to an unsuspecting planet and colonize it. Not like you humans would, by planting yourselves and pushing the native life forms into extinction. No. They take over the inhabitants themselves, live out their lives, exhaust the planet's natural resources, then move on. They're like parasites, only worse. At least parasites contribute to the natural order of things. These creatures only consume. They return nothing.
This is unbelievable. Are you certain this Akar creature doesn't realize you know this?
Akar thinks everyone on this planet is human, so what he doesn't know he's too arrogant to think of. Which is probably why, even with Mark under his control, he still doesn't know who I am.
And who are you?
One revelation at a time, Professor. We're working on a timetable here, and it's fixed by that approaching asteroid.
If it hasn't changed course or speed, it should be entering orbit any minute.
As soon as it does, they'll be close enough to begin their transference. These meteors, the one we have here in the museum and the one that landed in the quad earlier today, is their link between them and this planet. They're going to use the meteor the students have in their possession to focus their energy and take over everyone under their control.
And what happens to our world when that happens?
The Earth enters the Age of Aquarius. Unfortunately, you humans won't be around to enjoy it for long.
Only those who are not part of us, Doctor.
Mark!
Akar gave you a choice. What is your decision?
The only one I can make. I'm going to join you.
What? Doctor, you can't be serious!
Oh, but I am, Professor Travers. I've never been more serious in my life.
Concentrate. We must all concentrate. This is the turning point for our planet. Om.
Om. Om. Om. Om.
The time has come. You are ready. Focus your astral energies on the meteor in front of you. It is your link to Aquarius. Om.
Bring the doctor forward.
Hello.
The doctor should be the last to join us. He is the symbol of your transition from what was to what is to come.
Gather around the doctor. Lift him up to Aquarius, and enlightenment shall finally be ours.
Where are we?
Is this enlightenment?
They are ready. Begin the transfer.
What's happening? What are you doing to me?
We are bringing mankind to the next stage of existence. We are the next stage, Carl Taylor. Your bodies will allow us to live a physical existence, and we shall bring the Earth into harmony with the universe.
You betrayed us!
You cannot defy us. Your minds were open. You have given yourselves freely to us. Now it's too late.
Not yet.
What are you doing?
Your arrogance will be your undoing.
Your mind. No mind can be this strong.
No human mind, you mean.
Who are you?
I'm a traveler through time and space.
Like us?
No. You feed on worms, leaving them dead husks. I will not allow you to do that to this one.
You cannot stop us. It is too late.
Not quite, Akar. Not when we're together. Professor Taylor, Mark, everyone, focus your minds. Not on Aquarius, but on yourselves. Don't give them a pathway into your minds. We can resist them still.
I can't, Doctor. They're too strong.
The transference has begun. The Earth will be ours.
The meteor that landed here is their conduit between their home on the asteroid and us. If we can block them from our minds, they'll be forced to return to the asteroid.
We will not go back, Doctor. This is planet now belongs to us.
Not as long as we're here.
What happened? Where are we?
The meteor. It's destroyed.
It's in a million pieces.
Pity. I didn't want to destroy them.
You mean they're gone? For good?
Psionic battle between us and them was too much. It destroyed their conduit, the meteor. Since they had already begun the transference, they were destroyed as well. A great loss for the galaxy.
But they were evil.
But they had potential for such good. Think how long they must have lived to achieve life by pure thought. The knowledge that must have been lost today is incalculable.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but I don't feel any great loss.
Perhaps that would be the next step in your enlightenment, Professor Taylor. Come on, Mark. Time to go.
Goodbye, Professor.
What? Leaving now? But there are still so many questions.
I'm afraid those will have to wait for another time and another place.
How could I have been so foolish? I never realized the danger I put myself in.